What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder and said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about what do narcissists do once they have you hooked? Once they have you reeled in and hooked, how do narcissistic people treat you? What do they do? And all the other good stuff, y'all. So before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure y'all subscribe to the newsletter, my monthly, my newsletter, my email list. My kids' book is done. First dibs will be going to the people in the newsletter or whatnot, y'all. So the link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. But yes, y'all. Once they have you hooked, once they have your fish hooked, it's just like, it's kind of like, yeah, matter of fact, I'm glad I said that because it's kind of like narcissistic people go fishing. And once you bite the bait, right here, they pull you in. Once they pull you in, they got you. Once a narcissistic person has you hooked, a lot of them, some people behave differently in this circumstance right here, y'all. But once a lot of narcissists have you hooked and reeled in, that's when they start to devalue you. That's when they start to treat you differently. That's when they start to show you who they really are. That's when a lot of people say the mask comes off. This is when it happens. When that narcissistic person is, once they feel like they have you hooked and they're comfortable with you, then yes, they will absolutely start doing things like this. They will start taking their power back, but they'll start doing things like that in order to empower themselves, in order to strip power from you. Like, well, Lee, how do they know when they have you hooked? Like, when are we hooked? How do you, y'all, you know, you know when you're hooked to a narcissist. You understand when a narcissist has you hooked. You get it. You understand their dynamic. You understand their space and whatnot. But in a lot of these situations, like, once they feel like they have you head over heels in love with them, once they feel like the love bombing has pulled you in, has reeled you in, they start taking it away, y'all. Once they have you hooked, the mask can come off and it's kind of like they can kick their feet up on the toxic narcissistic couch and be who they really want to be. Be who they really are. This happens a lot, y'all. This absolutely happens a lot. It just keep like, they start to take the love away. They start, once the love bombing phase ends, they start to devalue you. They start to strip you of your worth and value. They start to become, like I said, they start to take it away and treat you badly. They really, really do. Like, in the beginning, it seems like this right here, y'all. It seems like a lot of people are chasing the narcissist, right? Like, I mean, not chasing the narcissist. It's like the narcissistic person is chasing after you. They're pursuing you. They're giving you everything that you want and need. They're saying that everything that they need to say. They're doing everything that they need to do. They're becoming whoever they feel like they need to be, whoever they need to become to get you, right? They're chasing you. But once, it's kind of like they're playing, y'all are playing tag, right? They're chasing you. They tag you, they catch up with you, and then it's your turn to chase. They start taking the stuff away. You start chasing them a lot of times. You start pursuing them. You start doing things. Like I said, you start trying to get the love back. You're chasing them. But the crazy thing is, narcissistic people are fast. Once they start to run away from you, it's damn near impossible to catch them again. You know, that's why in these relationships, that's why it never goes back to the way it used to be. Like, when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, y'all understand this, it never goes back to how it used to be originally. Like, y'all know that, and it sucks when I tell people that. It's like, well, Lee, how do we get it back? Y'all, it's not up for you to get it back. Let's just be realistic. You can't get it back. Once they start treating you a certain type of way, it's because they view you a certain type of way, and they will almost always view you in this same light. Once they feel like they've done enough work, right? They start to take the love away, and then they get you. That's how it happens a lot of times. Y'all know it. You know it. You absolutely know it. It's just like, okay, it's like, okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and then boom, they got you. Now, I just tell y'all, if you feel like you're chasing after somebody, if you feel like you're pursuing a narcissistic person, if you feel like you're tolerating a lot of stuff, then you are, they feel like they have you hooked and they start to take it away. Again, they're fishing. This is the hook right here, y'all. And here you go. You like, let's stay right there. Huh? And they pull you away. You see what I'm saying? They pull you away. It's just like a fish. They get you. You're like, oh, bait. And they get you. They pull you away. But it happens all, y'all. Nobody is exempt from this, y'all. Nobody is. Nobody is exempt. This happens to every single person. Once they have you hooked, they start doing other things, y'all. And I said, in other ways that you can get hooked, like you buy a house with this person, you live with this person. You don't have to buy a house. You move in with this person. You buy a house with this person. You buy a car with this person. You co-sign for a car. You co-sign on a loan. You get pregnant. Y'all get engaged. Y'all get married. Whatever, those are also hookings right there, y'all. It's not always just like when you fall head over heels in love. Those are part of it. But those are also hookings as well. Those things right there would hook you in too. Just like that person, let's say, just like that person doing that right there in that scenario, doing it in that situation, they going to keep doing it. Why? Yeah, think about it. Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they do the same thing over and over again? You know what I mean? Once they take the love away, they're going to be who they are. Once they feel like they have you hooked, you're pregnant, and it's harder for you to leave. You know, once it becomes harder for you to leave and you feel like you're stuck, that's when they feel like they have you hooked the most. That's when they feel like that's when they feel like they are in control. That's when they feel like they are the power dynamic has shifted to them, and they will start treating you a certain type of way. And there's no, y'all, in a toxic relationship, a lot of people don't like to hear this, but there's no way to avoid that happening. I know, again, there's no way to avoid that happening right there. You know, everybody, this is going to happen to everybody. This is going to happen to every single person who's dealt with a narcissist. Once they have you hooked, you end up chasing them. You know, and the toxicity doesn't get better, y'all. Typically, the toxicity gets worse. Typically, when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, the toxicity, the level of toxicity is going to continuously get worse because that person is going to feel like they are, you know, they can do whatever they want to do to you. You know what I mean? So once you feel like you're hooked to a narcissist, like a lot of times that's when the trauma bond has taken hold as well. Once they feel like they have you hooked and it's harder for you to leave, they can be who they are because it's harder for you to leave. That's why I'm always telling people to slow down, take your time, get to know this person, understand who you're dealing with. You know what I mean? If you see red flags, leave. You know, if this person is throwing up red flag gang signs, it's time to go. You know what I mean? If they feel like they're trying to trap you, if they feel like they're trying to hook you, if they feel like they're doing a whole bunch of future faking, they probably are. They're faking the future. They're faking the funk. A lot of narcissistic people will fake the funk on you. That's the way it goes, y'all. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Make sure y'all continue to like and subscribe to the channel. The growth is great. Helping so many people, y'all, meeting so many people. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thanks for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, check out joining the channel memberships for behind-the-scenes perks, priority responses to the comments, and a few other things. Link in the description of every single video I do. Thank you so much.